glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. And we will never, ever, ever, ever surrender.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. Oh, man, wait, click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. And Steve Novotny, 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here, the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. And now, Dimitri live and dangerously local is also the force multiplier of truth. I could listen to that all day, I swear to God. How pathetic am I? Don't you dare answer that question. All right, fine. Before we get to the Alex Coogan elephant in the middle of the living room in Belmont County.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Yeah, happened in Belmont County, Bridgeport, next to the school and National Road. It's... I'm holding off talking about it because this is so painful. In fact, my current wife, Leslie, asked me yesterday, well, how are you going to talk about this? I mean, because this is, you know, such a terrible, you know, situation here, and you're so close to Alex and this. And I said, look, I'm a trained professional. I'll be just fine. I'm not fine. So let me organize my thoughts. While I do that, let me tell you about the wonderful people at Bridgeport Equipment and Tool. They have a number of stores throughout the tri-state area, even into Kentucky. But I want to talk with you about the store closest to us here in our listing area in Bridgeport. These are wonderful, wonderful, wonderful people who work at that store. Zach and Ross and Alex and Megan and Gage and Haley. And oh, I saw her on the side. I saw her yesterday. She was walking into Kroger. I was walking out of Kroger. Oh, my God, it's you. Why aren't you at Bridgeport? And she said, well, I've got to shop. I was like, okay, fine. Anyway, these are wonderful, wonderful, wonderful people at the Bridgeport Equipment and Tool Store in Bridgeport, right next to Herb Electric. I mean, right there, right next to Herb Electric. Incredible sale going on. If you like doing gardening, if you like doing any kind of work out in your yard, which my wife does, me, not so much, but that's why I bought her a leaf blower for her birthday. She wasn't terribly appreciative of that. But still, in any event, they got this great sale going on at Bridgeport. And it is, in fact, I've got some of them right here. Steel products are fantastic. Steel is a company in Germany that manufactures fantastic equipment, fantastic products. Everybody loves steel. Steel is spelled S-T-I-H-E-L. Not like, you know, Steelers or going to steal something, but S-T-I-H-L, steel. So the Steel FSA 57 battery trimmer, the price, the special price, only $229. And with that, you get a free extra AK-20 battery valued at $140. Incredible, incredible sale. In fact, it's a steal. The Steel FS56 RCE gas trimmer. The regular price, $230. Sale price, $199. Tremendous value, about $30. You save about $30 just like that, just by going into Bridgeport Equipment and Tool. It's a steal. The Steel FS91R gas trimmer. The regular price, $360. Sale price, $329. You're saving serious dollars just by going to Bridgeport Equipment and Tool right next to Herb Electric in Bridgeport. And the Steel RMA 510V self-propelled battery lawnmower. The sale price only $799. And with that, you get a free extra AP300S battery valued at $300. A $300 battery No extra charge. It's a steal. Bridgeport Equipment and Tool. When you go there and tell them, Dimitri sent me. Where are all the great steals? And they will show you and say, oh, you can buy this, you can buy that, you can buy that. You know, here, let me demonstrate this, let me demonstrate that. Megan and Zach, you may not have, come to think of it, you may not have seen this. Megan and Zach, or actually Zach and Megan, because Zach is like the boss and Megan is kind of the boss. And I prefer to think of them as Control and Chaos, Zach and Megan. They put together a great, in fact, you should see this. It's on my Facebook page. They made this video, a Facebook live stream, and they were demonstrating the trimmer, the string trimmer, steel string trimmer, and the sale price and how it was a strap-on and this, that, and the other. It was terrific. Make sure you take a look at that because Zach and Megan, Control and Chaos, did a great job. Absolutely wonderful job. So steel, and their store in Marietta, the Mega Mall, it's massive. Honestly, it's I can't believe how big the store is. The Bridgeport Equipment and Tool Store in Marietta. They have sales for all sorts of incredible boats, Crown Line, the Moonstone, the 220 LPX, was $130,000, now $99,000. Another one was $120,000, now $97,000. Another one was $157,000, now $124,000. It's unbelievable. Bridgeport Equipment, Crown Line, blowout boat sale. All of that and so much more. Bridgeport Equipment and Tool. Great people. Absolutely great people. All right. Where to begin? Something happened over the weekend. At first, I didn't want to believe it, but it didn't. I must tell you, it did not surprise me. Now, what is this it? It is the incident where, according to reports and social media, Alex Coogan was arrested. And he was charged with a number of very, very serious things. Very, very serious. Very, very troubling. Heartbreaking as well. I didn't know who Alex Coogan was for the longest time. I just simply had no idea. Then a few years ago, I was doing my show, and I was interviewing people who were running for office. And one of them was a guy who was Ben Seidler. This is before he attacked me and called me stupid and hung up on me. So he was running in this district, or I guess ward in Wheeling. And I had him on. I'll have on anyone who, you know, was running for office and wants to come on, but then they have to answer my questions. A lot of them don't want to do that. They do not want to do that. So I had Ben Seidler on. Then I get an email from this guy, Alex, essentially saying, hey, why didn't you have me on? I said, who are you? What are you talking about? Well, he was running against Ben Seidler. I had no idea because I'm pretty much an idiot. I know, produce my own show. I'm an idiot. So that's how we met. Had him on. Nice guy. Very, very smart. Very, very smart. Now, you might not know it to look at him because he doesn't dress like what you would think a smart guy would be. Like, you know, you would see a professor of, you know, mathematics at, you know, some Ivy League school, you know, with a jacket and with smoking a pipe and all that. He doesn't look like a smart guy, but he is absolutely a very, 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 very smart guy. And he has a very big heart. He has helped a number of people throughout the years here in the Valley, does it quietly, sometimes not quietly, but that's just Alex. I like the guy. I like his sense of humor. I like his integrity. Yes, integrity. I like the fact that he is a very honest, straightforward guy, very hard worker, one of the hardest working guys that I've ever met. I don't know how he does it. So we've stayed in touch. I've had him on my show. We've done a few shows together. He's giving advice about how to run a business, this, that, and the other. We've just always stayed in touch. We've had lunch. He used to have a restaurant on Whaling Island, Eden Family Restaurant. I would eat there a lot. Their chef salad was fantastic. It was just really great. The service was great. I was very sorry to see the thing close. I guess it was COVID caused it to close. It's a shame because it was brilliant. I liked it. The people were very nice, and Alex was wonderful, and I always paid my own way. He always offered to pay for my meal or whatever, but the standard company policy for Dimitri 2020 LLC is this. We don't accept even a stick of gum. We pay for everything full price. That's absolute written in stone. So I talked with Alex, and you know, he had me over for his one of his Christmas, a couple of different years, Christmas parties on Whaling Island. He has a very nice home there. Had dogs. I'm not a big fan of animals. I mean, to eat them is fine, of course, but as pets, I don't want to live with them. Anyway, but he had these dogs. They were very nice, especially this one dog, Bella, I think is her name. She was kind of like a golden tan color, and she insisted that I pet her on her head. I mean, she was absolutely adamantly insisting this. And so anytime I was there, I'd have to pet the dog because otherwise it would attack me and kill me. In any event, we discussed politics and all sorts of things. And then not that long ago, there was a very ugly, disturbing, heartbreaking incident on Whaling Island, where he lives. As I recall the story, he was walking on the sidewalk there somewhere, and somebody was driving by too quickly, and Alex was supposedly concerned that this guy driving too quickly, too fast, you know, could end up harming people, kids, whatever. Anyway, they got into some sort of verbal altercation, and it escalated from there. Alex is not a big guy. He's maybe 120 pounds sopping wet, maybe. And during the course of this interaction with this other person, Alex said he felt threatened, was concerned about his life, took out his firearm, and shot the other person. The other person died. When I first heard about this, I was thinking, oh my God, what the hell happened? Well, I'm sure that's what the Whaling Police Department was thinking as well, and the prosecutor's office. And so they did a thorough investigation. I mean, they uncovered everything they could possibly uncover. Alex needed Robert McCoy, the great defense attorney. Robert, God rest his soul, what a magnificent human being he is. What a magnificent human being. Long story short, after a thorough investigation of the incident to see if, in fact, Alex was justified in being concerned about his safety, and if the shooting was justified, even though, again, horribly, horribly tragic incident, it's my understanding from all the news reports that I've read and in speaking with Robert and all that, that the grand jury refused to bring any charges against Alex Coogan. Essentially saying, yeah, it was justified. It's terrible. It's terrible for the victim, obviously. Terrible for its survivors, obviously. I mean, it's just heartbreaking all the way around. Lots of different angles, lots of different reasons. But it was thoroughly investigated. And the grand jury just did not want to bring any charges. It's like, no, this is what happened. You know, it's what he says. That's what happened. You know, all the evidence is right there. Okay, fine. Eventually, that started to die down. All the commotion, all of the anger, all the whatever. You know, after a while, people had to move on with their lives. But then this weekend, something happened pretty bad in Bridgeport with Alex Coogan. The accusations are really, really troubling. For those who don't know, Alex Coogan also owns this store right near the school on National Road. You can't miss the store, and I'm not saying that in a good way. It doesn't look very nice. And if Alex were sitting right here next to me, I'd be saying the same thing. It doesn't look very nice at all. It has all sorts of stuff. People call it like a junkyard or whatever. I think that's unfair. But that's certainly the feel, the vibe that some people get from this. Well, something happened this weekend, and I'm going to be addressing that next.